I'm back. It's your favorite host, Kristen Kelly. I'm just joking. I know everybody loves Jesse. But we have an amazing panel tonight. This is Bad Girls Club Swimming with the Sharks, Season 17, Episode 8.
Woo! You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I like 10K right now. Yeah. I like 20K right now. Yeah. I like 50K right now. Or you broke niggas. Get out of the house right now.
All I could do was sit in my seat. I was just like, oh, I love her.
It's lit. Hey, bitches. What's up? I'm back. So, we have an amazing panel today. First off, Camilla is not going to be here, but we do have Ollie, who is new. Ollie's first episode was last week. Ollie, how'd you like it?
It was amazing. Justin is amazing. Camilla, Kayla, you guys crack me up. I love being here. The fans, I'm chatting with y'all, so give me your questions.
And where can they find you right now to chat live?
You can find me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer.
Perfect. And then where are they? What are you looking at right now?
I'm looking at the chat right now.
Okay, so if you go on to the live chat and you say something, Ollie's going to tell us what's going on. So, Jesse, thank you so much for being here last week. You guys know I love Jesse, and I've read some of the comments, and you guys are, like, pretty brutal. I know that you guys love Jesse, but, like, you don't understand. I love Jesse, too. Jesse was, like, Jesse's the man, and I wish that he was here, but he has other commitments, so he can't do the show, so you're stuck with this bitch. So, we got some bad bitches on the panel today.
Yes, we do.
It is lit as fuck in here. Okay, we got Bree. Woo, Bree. And then we got Kiki.
What it do?
So, I'm where can they find you all on social media?
You can find me at Kiana Monae, KiyanaMonae.
And you guys already know where you can find me. Bitches Love Bree, XOBITCHESLOVEBRIXO.
Y'all say it like it's a song or something.
It is.
Like,
my username sounds like
I'm just going to take your bitch.
Ooh, baby, follow me.
And Miss Kayla Carter.
You guys can find me, of course, on my Instagram. That's backed by popular demand. That's with 2Ks, y'all. Okay. And, of course, you can find me on my Twitter, Bad Girl KC. Snapchat, just got back on, Bad Girl KC. Yeah.
Ooh. And y'all can find me at Kristen Kelly TV everywhere. I'm going to leave a comment underneath because we actually filmed before the show. We did a Q&A, a sit-down question. You know, I wish we did more questions, but we kind of all were just like, you know, shooting the shit talking. So we have a great video. It's going to be on my YouTube channel probably tomorrow or in the next few days. So go subscribe. I'm going to leave a comment underneath so you know where my channel is. Also, you can find me on Snapchat at Miss Chris Kelly. Let's get into this. Woo!
Damn, girl.
All right, so swimming with the sharks.
Ooh. Dun, dun, dun. Who are the sharks?
Dun, dun, dun. So Kiki goes into the confessional room. So there was a fight that happened in the confessional room.
For once in my life, you guys, believe me, I swear to God, I did not pick this fight this time. I swear to God. This time I was really just trying to figure out, what is your problem? Why are you mad? Again, like,
so did
what's
you hear
going
her
on?
Talking about you? Like, what happened? Like, go
yeah,
ahead,
I heard her.
Go
yeah, I heard her
exactly
screaming very loudly, like "fuck these bitch," blah blah blah. And I knew she was talking about. I already knew she was talking about me. So I'm like, okay, Kiki, let me just go talk to her. Let me see what's going on. It didn't work out that way because she pushed me, and I had to do what I had to do. But I don't care.
All right. So you didn't go in there looking for a fight. You just
heard
her talking shit.
But
what about the fact that the confessional room is supposed to be like a sacred place that you're not supposed to like? You're not supposed to
listen
to people.
But if you're so cool with me, like you're saying, if it was Brie or anybody that walked in mine, I wouldn't have fought them over it. Like, that's crazy.
Amber walked into my confessional. Amber walked into mine.
But like, I didn't mean it. She could tell that I didn't mean it in a bad. She knew I didn't mean it. And bitch, like, I didn't go in there like that. I went in there like, what's going on? Like, what's happening?
Because the way that they showed it, I feel like it just looked more like you barged in rather than like her.
Well, because I'm a big girl. Anything I do is barging. Like, are you serious? Like, of course, I barged in. Like, like, what else? What if I lightly open it?
Tiptoe in.
Okay.
What's your problem?
So what about, was there anything that happened in that fight that we didn't see? Is there any tea you can give us?
In that fight?
Yeah.
I do remember kicking her in the face.
Ooh.
Oh, and they didn't show it? That's probably too violent.
Right. Right. They're going to be like, why didn't she get kicked out? That was too violent. Well, anything we did this season was pretty violent. Honestly. This season was crazy. I love it.
What did you think of Shay, like, chiming in and be like, beat her ass?
That shocked me. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. That right there, even hearing it when I was, like, fighting her shocked me. Because I'm like...
It's like, where did you come from?
You just were thinking about not being her friend anymore. Like, right. Because of how she treats you and talks to you like you're a damn dog.
She was wishy-washy with
her. And now you're telling her to get me?
She was wishy-washy with everything.
She's a very wishy-washy person. And I'm not used to that. Mm-hmm. As a... You don't even come for me. But as a Taurus, like, I'm just very stuck to my ground. Like, I'm an earth sign. When I stick to something, that's how I feel. That's right. It. There's no flip-flopping me or nothing. If I feel that way, I feel that way. I could get over it, but I'm still going to feel that way. You know what I'm saying?
And then what about the fight that happened directly after, or they showed us directly after?
I think it was the same time.
It was the same time.
Okay,
really.
So it was the same time. So y'all are fighting, and then you and
I didn't even know
Fran.
Her and Fran fought until I was done
so
fighting.
I didn't even know you guys fought until we were done.
And I didn't know.
Kiki and Keita's got to fight, too.
I was like, oh, really?
Kiki's going to a hotel. I'm like, oh, okay.
All right.
So how did that happen?
It was actually crazy because me and Say were actually getting ready to go out that night. Like, me and her were going to go out and do our own thing. And I guess they were upstairs talking and hyping Fran up, or I don't know what they were saying. And all of a sudden, they just came downstairs while we were getting ready. And I feel like they all came after me. And it was really funny because it flipped on them, I feel like.
Right.
Like, I feel like they were after me. But at the end of the day, like, they started arguing with each other. So I was just...
Right.
Well, you guys said you were proud of Fran, though, for running up. Even though it was against
you.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Because even Fran...
I love Fran.
Fran has never gotten in a fight before she went to the Bad Girls Clubhouse. So the fact that... I don't like that they hyped her up because they were putting a lot of stuff in her ear, but the fact that she actually had the courage to run up without anybody, because nobody was around really watching. We didn't have an audience. It's not like they were there like, oh, run up on her friend.
Well, I mean, I feel like for that part, ultimately, she knew there was an audience. She knew that even if it wasn't the girls in the house, that her running up was probably the camera crew was going to be like, what the fuck is Fran doing right now?
I don't know, but Fran never even thought about it. I think Fran just did that because she was really...
Oh, no, I'm disappointed.
She needed to get it off her chest, though. She needed it.
She played a real good one when we interviewed her. I thought she
is like that, though. That is the real... Mm-hmm. But that Bad Girls House made her...
The Bad Girls
House made her more aggressive. It did.
It does,
but she's not like that. You know, I don't lie.
Like everybody
I don't
around you is aggressive. You feel like if you aren't an aggressor as well, they're going
to
step all over you.
And they tried to step all over her. They don't even show. They would tell her, shut up, Fran. Yeah. Blah, 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 Fran. There was a point where Fran just really said, I'm not taking this shit no more.
It's like
I'm not.
It's prison. I'm not sure if you saw my season, but on my season, I literally like walked into the house, and immediately walking into the house, they like kind of attacked me, and we like went into the kitchen, and they're like house meeting. They're like, we don't fucking like
so
you.
Rude.
Really?
Yes.
That was your first day.
It was my first 30 seconds. It was I literally like they had me waiting for. They had me waiting for 7 hours in a limo. They brought me in, and then I was so confused because I'm a very nice person. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, hi everyone, like. What's going on? And then they brought me into the kitchen. This girl's like, I don't like you. You're fake bitch. You're this. And I was like, what's happening?
Still don't like
so
her
I poured, I poured a glass
I
of champagne.
Like I do not.
I poured a glass of champagne.
I know that's right.
And then I was like,
cheers.
You know, I was like, let me just have a drink.
Wow. To being unbothered.
Yeah, I was totally unbothered. And then she said something else. And I was just like, I threw the drink in her face. And I was like, don't come at me, you fucking bitch, with your see-through clothes and your fucking, your fake-ass jewelry and trying to tell me that I'm a fake bitch.
Oh, my God.
And bitch, I see you're like turning green, bitch.
Dude, I threw the glass and I was going to shank her. And I was like, what the fuck do you got to say about that, you stupid cunt? And they beeped it all out.
Oh, for sure.
And after that happened, that girl never stood up again. And the producers were like, that was like prison. And the producers were proud of me because everybody thought I was going to come in, I was going to be weak. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no.
I do feel like it's like prison, though. I feel like you kind
of
have to prove
yourself.
Honestly.
All of us. She is my bitch. Like,
dude, I think that's
what
they underestimated you because you look like a prissy. Like,
and I was wearing this like glittery dress. And I was just like, walking like, I was like, how?
You know, I think that's how they tried to do Fran because Fran came in there with all those colored pink everything.
Barbie doll.
And she's so sweet. And they don't show the real.
They tried her. had to prove yourself to show you, like, you they can't tried
her. And when that girl spat in her face, that was the last straw for her. That was it. After that, she hated everybody. Like, friend was like, I hate you all now.
I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail.
Definitely not. You have to, like, have that kind of mentality.
Like, security's not pulling me off.
Like, what did she do to deserve that? Like, what the fuck? Like, really?
The most, utmost form of disrespect.
And then, Kiki, you're screaming and crying again.
What's new? Like, they always seem to get that part.
So they put you into a hotel. Why did they put you into a hotel?
They said I was still being aggressive.
I know, that
but
was
I was sitting
really
on the
clear.
Bed. So
yeah, that was a little weird.
Yeah,
even then it was weird. Like, I didn't understand, but were I had they to do like, what I had to do.
Were they like biased towards Key? Because Key like
yes,
never gets in
yes,
trouble.
Yes, but they did say they like people who do bring the drama. So okay. They were very biased.
So they probably
Key.
Liked her.
Key probably
she got ratings.
Yeah. Not only because Key she probably bring the drama, but because she was allowing them to play puppeteer to her.
Yeah,
which is why she was.
And they hated me. Like, I could tell they hated me even more now from the editing. I could tell, but I knew they hated me then, you know. They didn't like me. It's because
it's
I
like
don't,
you're such like a good person. I feel like people
I know,
get
but
along
like
with you really
I
well.
Do, but I don't take the I don't like unfairness. I don't like deal with none of that shit. And I will tell you about yourself. You're treating someone like some type of way, or making us do things that we didn't ask to do. You know what I mean? So no. So they didn't like me, which I already knew. So I already knew my editing would be crap. So it's okay. I accept it all. I accept it as it is.
So Fran tells Seven that she's proud of her, and like Fran's like proud of herself, and she's like, you know, I'm proud that I like ran up and blah,
that was shocking.
Blah.
That shit was fake as fuck as Seven.
That was shocking.
That how nice Seven was to her.
Seven is so different. Like, now that I watch it, I'm like, wow. Like, I get shocked every episode because she's so different in like the interviews and stuff that we do. She's very different. Like, I didn't even know
like
she
talks.
She says a lot of things, but in the house, she's literally
actions.
This.
I felt like that about anyway. Some people. On my, yeah, I
just,
totally.
She's a beautiful girl. Seven
and I told
is
her
beautiful.
That.
Nobody can nobody could put that under her. She's beautiful. But I feel like if she did more of what she said she would do and had more consistency to her, she would be popping.
Yeah.
She just didn't have enough consistency.
Well, clearly she's
to her.
Still popping.
She is. She's popping. She's doing her thing.
More
but...
than all of us, so I guess.
Oh, really?
I guess I should have been mute.
She was the first one, I guess, to 100,000 followers. She's popping. She's doing her thing.
But that's just
she's getting booked.
Guys.
She's getting hosts. Like, it looks like, I don't know. Social media is what
I guess I got to catch up with it.
Have you all been doing any appearances?
We've done stuff, yeah. We've been doing stuff, which is another reason
why.
You
know what you got to do? Because you have to be your own managers. We'll talk
that's
about,
what I do.
We'll talk about
that's
this
what
later.
I do. I do a lot of stuff. I do a lot of stuff
when,
on my own.
When I was doing appearances, I was making $2,000 to $3,000 every time. And I was
doing,
like,
it makes
like
me mad when they try to be like, oh, well, we gave her
$1,000.
No. I'm like, okay, well, that's her.
So
I'm
you gotta be your... we'll talk about this after. You gotta be your own manager.
I am my own manager.
There's girls that go out there, and they're like, oh, yeah. They're like, I'm gonna do... I mean, I was booked for something in Boston where I was making $3,000, and then the night before, the guy was like, oh, we can only give you $500. I was like, why can you only give me $500?
Yeah,
he goes,
I would never take that.
Oh, because
what was that club?
This girl,
that
had this girl Winnie, this girl Winnie from Bad like Girls, who I don't even know who she is.
Out.
Who?
This girl Winnie.
No. I don't know.
I don't even, I don't
if
know.
If you're coming at me with
she,
less than
she did it for $100. So they literally.
What?
Yes. Yes. But, and you always get a contract. So I had a contract, so I actually got $700 anyway, even though I didn't do it. So you got to, yeah, no, this bitch did it for $100. So, like, all these other Bad Girls are doing stuff for, like, pennies. So then it takes away.
That's the same thing. What's happening with the real estate business?
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Wait, what?
Same thing.
Three. Which club was that? What club was that?
Oh, the
one in Pomona.
Club.
What was it?
Pomona?
340?
Yes.
Yep. I know that club.
Fuck them.
Don't do it.
Ever.
Oh, no, we told them no.
Yeah.
He said 500, and I was, and he said,
wait,
he said
split?
No, each. But it was different dates. It's different. But he said plus flight and hotel. But I was like, bull, I can just drive
there.
I
can
give
me
the money
call.
For the flight and the hotel.
You guys live in Vegas, right?
Yeah, I said the money that you spend on flight and hotels, give that to me. I add on to the $500. He's like, oh, we can't do that. We have a strict entertainment fee.
Oh, well, keep your $500 because I can make one phone call and get $500.
No.
I can be like, hey, friend, I need $500.
I'm about to cry if I leave work with $500.
No, I'm no. Like
that's
not
bad.
Enough money to like...
Especially after everything that we went through. We went through a lot.
Where's this place at?
In Pomona, California.
No.
I've been there a couple of
times. Oh, in Vegas.
Right. You know, the only way
that...
Kayla ready to bounce that. Bounce
girl.
That. Make a couple stacks.
Yeah, no. You just gotta be... Because there are so many girls that they'll do stuff for, like,
you
no
can't lower your value.
Money. And that's the thing is, like, as soon as, like, when your show is on, when your season's on, that's when you should be making the most money.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can make, like, maybe, like, you know, doing $500 at a club if it's in your town.
That's what I'm saying.
And you fucking drive there and it's, like, bye and you're there for 2 hours. that's fine. But when it's like
it's definitely more money.
I told them if I'm not making at least what I make at work, then I'm not going.
Right.
And I'm bougie. No, I don't fly Spirit.
Spirit. Now, one thing about Spirit. I hate I've Spirit, never y'all, but Spirit. Yo, Spirit got this tropical punch, y'all.
I'm dead.
That no other flight, but it's just like this.
See, I had to be drunk.
The best tropical punch you ever had in your life.
If it ain't got no vodka in it, girl, it is not the best tropical punch y'all ever had. Punch.
See, I'll tell y'all this.
Ain't got no ramen.
I'll tell y'all what I'll tell y'all my little secret.
What you put some vape oil on?
So Sayora calls her mom, and Sayora's mom is kind of fat shaming her, and Sayora's saying, "Mom, I'm fat," and her mom's like, "You are fat. Look at this dog. This is what you are." What'd y'all think about that?
I'm not sticking up for her anymore, so it is what it is.
Oh, wait, okay. Everyone in the chat wants to know what's the deal. If y'all want to,
You know how I'm so loyal. I've been loyal to that girl forever.
We've been loyal to the soil with her. Like, that was my girl in the house. We slept. There was not a night that I didn't sleep in her bed. Every time we showered, we were together. Like, me and that girl were like this. Mm-hmm. Then after the show, I just feel like she felt like. I don't want to say that she didn't need me anymore.
She took the followers and ran with it. Y'all know I don't sugarcoat.
She's very gorgeous.
She ran with it, honey.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she is.
She's gorgeous. Yeah. So, of course, she's going to get attention.
Yeah.
But it became to the point where I just feel like it was just...
It was just because she didn't have anyone else.
She got caught talking crap about
Yeah, she spoke about me to a mutual friend.
She didn't know we knew the friend, and they told us, boom, done.
And it was a messy guy, so... But it is what it is, so
that's mean and hurtful.
You live and you learn.
Yeah.
Over a guy, but it is. Ooh. It's cool.
Oh, it was over a guy.
Uh-huh. A bum.
A lame guy. A bum that I was trying to scam.
Why did they, like...
Like, bitch, I'm trying to scam bad him. Join with
she's
me
too
and I'll
bad
to me.
Girl, yeah, if is. I look like Shay, you couldn't fuck me without 20 grand
she
in
can
my
get
pocket.
She can get a Denzel, but she got that zaddy from last week. That was not zaddy at all.
Honey, that was granddaddy. Okay? That was granddaddy.
That was broke daddy. That was Salvation Army daddy.
That was granddaddy.
Salvation Army.
But y'all know, regardless, even when I'm friends with Say, I tell her the truth. I told her that nigga was old. I told him he was too old. Like, girl, why you fucking?
No, I told her. I said,
why do you have sex with
it's
him?
It's one thing if you actually. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no,
I don't want your phone to get
I even told her on the show, like, girl, no, girl. We take care of the elderly, girl. We can't be busting it wide open in a nursing home.
Thank you.
Girl. Lord, I can't take
but
it.
But I said, it's one thing that if you actually like him. Okay, you like him. He took you out to dinner. Okay, cool. But to call him a sugar daddy and to have $200
a sugar daddy,
$200 dinner. That
girl, I can call my mama and get $200.
When I was about the sugar daddy life, I never gave up no sugar.
That's the thing.
Once it got to the point where I felt like I had to, then it was
cut it off.
I was done.
Period. Girl. That's what makes them more money. When they want it so bad and they can't get it, it makes
maybe okay. I need to go back to my old tricks now that I'm single.
She didn't
go to
Vegas.
Okay,
we gonna talk.
I'm single and I think I'm ready, y'all.
What y'all think about Lil Key's like inspirational talk to fucking Sayora? That was like
a little bit too
she
much
always,
for me.
Girl.
Like, I feel like Lil Key is like she's.
I feel like she had what's the where she you have multiple personalities.
Yes,
she was one way with some people, and then she was a different way with other people.
No, that's not true. She was just one way with everyone and one way with everyone a different day and one way with everyone that day and then mean to Shay one day and then not mean to Shay one day
and
then
me and Sayora
sucking on your titty one day hating
you. And she would tell Say, oh, she did this and she did this, and she would tell Sayora the completely opposite thing to try to make us like argue, like with the thing about where I was trying to pimp her out.
Where did that come from?
Because I was like, oh, girl, you're beautiful.
Just
like, I live
nowhere.
In Vegas. Like, I know how
we can make money together.
Like, let's go on a tour after this. Let's host shows. Like, I know
if she
we can
dance,
make money.
She might as well dance
I
at the top clubs.
So I was trying to
I mean,
her
if
on.
She's giving you a percentage, then maybe you did pimp her out.
If I want a percentage, I'd be like, what's up, bitch? I need 20%. But I fucked with her, so I wasn't even asking for a percentage. That was
just
like,
let's work together.
Period.
Because she's already a dancer.
I mean, at the
you know?
End of the day, I think it is cool when bad girls do
link up.
Especially while while the season is going on. It's really true.
Girls
a lot of bad girls
out
have
us,
so much hate.
Right.
And honestly, the more, the merrier, and the more money you guys can make. Because they're going to want
you.
The
thank you. What I tell my girls, I say,
less.
Girls, we make money together than booking separately. Mm-hmm.
Well, honestly, you would make more money probably separate. Consider,
I mean, as a brand, like as a look.
It depends.
As a look,
it depends on what characters you are in the show. Like, it depends. Like, if you're a fan favorite, if people like you, like, what's that girl like? What's the girl that was like screaming? Nisha, right?
Tanisha.
No, no, not Tanisha. Oh. Nisha, she's on your season.
On my season?
Yes. Well, who was the one that was, like, screaming when she was like, beat her ass, beat her ass.
Oh, DeShayla.
Shayla.
Oh, she definitely wouldn't like, get Shayla can't.
But she's not on, but our squad is popping. That's what I'm telling them. Yeah. Like, our squad together, we're going to make Sayora, me, Bree, and
honestly,
Fran.
It would be more, because, you know, clubs, they'll pay them more when it's, like, you by yourself, but it's more fun when you
it's
travel
more fun.
Together.
Like, it's
dude,
more
doing
nice.
Appearances is, like, it's fun, but it sometimes is awful because, you know, you got to, like, really have rules. Like, when I get to the hotel, there has to be food for me. You have to take me to dinner. You have to, because a lot of these hotels are in like they're in nowhere. You have to have transportation, because a lot of times, like, I had everything covered, but then I would go to the hotel and they wouldn't have anything. So of course I had like water and protein bars. But the first night, you know, I was starving, and it's like you're drinking, and you're like, you got to make sure you have your like your
never
basic
have that basic contract already prepared.
They should already know from my side.
Never put a credit card down. Like if they ever say like, oh, we need a credit card for like, you know, incidentals, and you say I don't have a credit card.
I'm a stripper.
I don't have.
No, I did that my whole BGC experience. You know how it is. You like the three visits you have to do before you actually get on the show, or the couple visits.
Right.
I was the only one out the whole cast to say no to the credit card. I'm like, no,
because I did one appearance.
I'm
where,
like, no, you will not.
Dude, I did one appearance. I think I made $4,000. I was with Kat and Morgan for my season, and the hotel, they said, oh, we paid for the hotel, just do, you know, credit card for incidentals. And they took out like two something from my credit card. So, and I, you know, I called, didn't get anything back. I was like, okay, never again. From that moment on, never putting a credit card down.
That's true.
I don't trust that shit regardless.
Dude, never. Mm-hmm. Just, no. Don't I have a credit card, sorry.
Work, you're paying me sorry. Completely and I'm not
right,
doing anything.
Right, like, I'm doing this for you.
Yes.
Like,
none of my stuff.
I could be at home watching Netflix with hot
dogs. And always make sure they have food, because a lot of these hotels don't have food and there's nowhere for you to go. You can't, like, you know, get in a car and a lot of...
That was
know,
before Postmates and Grubhub and all that.
But no, but
that's
like, a lot...
out of your pocket.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. That sucks. So
Little Key's song comes on. What y'all think about her song? I know you were saying something about it.
You know what? You don't hear... I hadn't heard music in a month and a half in that house. Okay, other than when we go to the club once in a while, you know what I'm saying? So to me, when I heard music loudly, I got up out of my bed. I was so excited. With the beat, I love the song. Without the beat, I'm not gonna lie, you know how it should go. I'm not gonna lie, I mean, I don't like it without the beat, but I do love it with the beat.
Mm-hmm. And it was good. You guys liked
it.
You said you were like dancing. You jumped out of
the
car.
I was working. I was in underwear and a bra. For me to do that, I obviously must have been excited. Because
I
wouldn't do that.
On the counter.
It was good.
Well, girl, what's your body?
You like it was good.
And what's your body though? What the hell?
I do genuinely, honestly, I do like her music.
But they didn't show it. That's sucks.
They didn't show it enough. Because her song is catchy.
They're not
going to
do that.
They showed like 20...
Not even 10 seconds. Because I was busting it wide open on the counter.
Yeah, and I came out in brown underwear. You know,
because we were literally in the middle of our sleep when she got the email, and she's like, "Guys, I like my song." Morning. So we're all like excited for her. Like, this is what you've been working for. This is your goal that's on the bucket.
And mind
like,
you, we weren't friends, but out of the goodness of our heart, we're still
people.
Proud of her for doing accomplishing.
Very, very big of both of you. Yeah,
but that's why I hate
her
myself
craft,
now.
She's good at her craft.
I hate
she's good at what she does.
That.
I think she is. As a person, she may not have acted how she needs to as a woman, but I feel like her craft, she's genuinely good at it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think,
and I'm a grown woman. I can admit that.
No,
even
I think
me
she's
and her
okay.
are not best friends.
Yeah, I think she's okay.
I can admit that.
I think the little bit that I heard from the very first little, I was like, no way.
It's okay.
The delivery,
like, I'm not
going to
be,
it,
it's okay.
It's
catchy.
I think she definitely,
has potential.
With, yeah.
If she had direction,
think,
she, her potential
yeah,
is very
probably now she's gotten even better, I'm sure. So, yeah, I agree with that.
They
can
be using SAT words.
So, Fran calls her mom and
spell it.
Tells her mom that she's going to do the hype show. And her mom is, like, super excited for her. And then Little Key goes to rehearsal. I didn't really write much about that. Just Little Key went to rehearsal. Anybody else get anything to add?
I didn't write anything.
I was probably drunk.
Clear.
All right.
Fast forward.
So then Fran performs. And then...
Fran killed that shit.
Yeah.
Fran
murdered that performance, bro, that night. She killed it. Even Key was like...
She did. She
everybody
like
felt
rock
like
star,
a rock star.
Like,
she
looked like
she
belonged She
went behind the guitarist,
concert.
Moved his head around, poured vodka down his throat. If you met Fran, you would
she
love
did.
Fran.
I didn't like the ponytails.
I like everybody.
I'm dumb.
You don't like what?
I didn't like the ponytails. Or it just
it's very rock star-ish.
That's like the, I want
to
rock.
See, I'm not used to that either, but I
but
think
I've
of
never
it
been
in person.
A concert,
I'm
like, that's
yeah.
how they dress. I've never been to a
I don't know if it was the makeup or the ponytails, but
I've never been to
overall,
a
rave, yes.
She killed
it.
It
was something I was just like, I don't like the look that much.
And even if I didn't like her, damn, she still killed it. Like, she did kill it.
That's so, just her style, though. She's very unique.
Why didn't Sayori go to the performance?
Because I wasn't there.
Ooh.
I guess. I don't know. Is that why?
As she sips.
Wasn't
her,
I sick there?
As she sips her wine.
Oh, you were sick.
So you and Sayor were sleeping together at this time? Wait, what?
Because she said she took a pill or something. She was
yes. She was sick. She
took
was sick.
Her pill.
She
had a muscle relaxer. She had to go out to drink because she had on a muscle relaxer.
That's true. She was so jealous. She had like body cramps.
I was super jealous of that muscle relaxer. We couldn't smoke.
What she have? I don't know. What her muscle relaxer?
Girl, she had something good. And I was so jealous. I was trying to figure
out. She was out of there.
You know we can't smoke on a drink. We can't do nothing.
I don't understand that. Like, why are they not allowing people to smoke, especially if you in Cali? You got
I
your
have
papers.
My medical card.
It's legal.
I was like, I
don't nobody got time for that shit.
Because they figured we would have fight if we hit was time. Like,
I know. And I think at the end of the day, they should.
And I still would
have. That's what I said. If I would have been able to smoke, I would have still been on the show.
Okay, but you're okay. I still fought.
Like, girl, I'm about to cook. What you talking about, girl?
What you mean? You want to stay, girl? I got mashed potatoes cooking.
Bye.
But even if I'm high, if you're a bitch, you're still a bitch. So either way, we still would have fought. Like, they don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
They probably had it so that, like, everybody would have to have it. Maybe because it's like,
we all smoke. We all smoke, but the producers coming in there with their red eyes pissing me off.
Our laundry every time smelled like straight weed.
Our laundry.
Dude, there were people on my season. You know what? I'm like, this is the last season, so hey, let me spill some tea right here.
We don't
here.
Care.
This was not supposedly. There were so many people on the crew that were doing coke, that were watching. You know, when, like, you know, they blur you out. So I always.
What did the security guard tell us?
I know
what, they
that.
Were doing coke?
We hung out with the security guards after the show, and they said that the parts where we were naked about to get,
they would zoom in on us, talk shit about us.
Yes, okay.
Call me a fat, nasty
cow. Oh, no, they talked about my private parts on my season,
I was naked
too.
The whole time,
I had a producer
so now
after
like,
tell me.
Dude, me
like,
too. Okay,
wow.
So my season, I was like,
they were like, hey,
I was like a renegade, because I was naked all the time. Like, literally the second I got in the house, or like the day that we got in, I got completely naked and jumped in the pool, and everybody was like, you're such a whore, such a whore, but then like, I turned out to be the only person that didn't really fuck with anybody, but I was like, I'm just, I like my body, I don't care. Like, this is
just me. You get used to it.
I can do.
Yes, and it's like, I can do with my body whatever the hell I want.
If you don't like it, bye.
So I was like in the pools and I was like naked all the time. Like when I would do my hair and makeup, I naturally would just be in my underwear and I would just be, And so, and they would like, they would fucking like, they would come up to me and they'd be like, oh my God, you gotta put on clothes, you gotta do this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no. And then later on, because all, like everybody that worked there liked me, they were like, girl, they are zooming in on your tits. They're taking pictures of your tits. They're taking pictures of you.
When you're leaning over,
they're taking pictures of you and all this stuff. And then, dude, they like, they take pictures of the girls. They're doing coke. They said they were having.
Personal?
I don't know.
Girls, they masturbate.
I've looked it up.
I've never found myself naked, so I don't know.
But it's weird that you're hearing that, and our security guards told us that.
Dude, because they're employed by like different people.
Yeah, they hire a security company that brings in the guards, so they're not employed by Oxygen. And they literally were like, girl, like, they zoom in and
like,
sit there and will pause it on you.
And talk shit about you, but also...
He said they would call me fat, cow, black,
they said me
nasty.
When me and Sarah were in the shower.
Mm. I didn't care. You shouldn't either. Honestly, it's words. Who gives a fuck? Their wives probably look worse than me.
Well, they talked about how I didn't shave my vagina.
I don't shave it all the time.
I won't shave.
Were you fucking? Were you fucking?
I don't shave.
That's fucking nasty.
I'll
show you right now. I haven't taken months.
Look, if I'm not fucking, it's going to stay the way it is.
Ollie, do you shave your vagina?
I'm just
I do not shave my vagina.
Do you manscape?
You know, but...
Let me see.
Just remember, these are producers. No one's talking about them. They're probably old. They're ugly.
Well, no,
don't
it wasn't the producers, though. I'm not saying that, because I don't know if it was on their season, but I'm saying the producers on my season. Yeah, the producers on my season, there's only two. They were Brandon and Jeff. They were the best.
We didn't have them.
Brandon and Jeff, like, they fucking rode for me, because there was parts where they were so good.
They don't work there anymore.
The season after my season, they stopped doing it. It's a lot of stress.
His wife?
So what about Mary coming and doing the water sports? Y'all like that?
It ended up just being me and Fran.
Y'all are good.
Me and Fran were the only one that really did it. Everyone else just kind of copped out.
I can't swim.
But
did
I
y'all
had
have
fun.
A pool? Y'all didn't have a pool.
No.
So can you not swim at all?
I mean, I can dive in
that
paddle,
I never got into because they didn't clean it. Like, and I don't play
so
that.
I recently learned how to swim.
I can't.
I learned how
to... Because I don't know. I don't think... I can't, like, breathe and hold my nose, like...
You know what? It's more so a fear that you have because I actually
like drown.
I grew up having pools and I never swam. I never
hot
swam.
Hot tub life.
2 years ago, I went Amber Mead. She was on season 3 of Bad Girls. She has a house in Hawaii and she invited me and I was like, I want to like swim with the fish. I want to swim with the turtles. So I took a swimming lesson and it was crazy. Having a teacher standing there, it just makes you better because you think like,
you
I'm not gonna
underwater.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I never was able to like open my eyes. I can open my eyes. I like, I'm not saying that I could save. I'm not saying if one of you bitches fell in the ocean, I could
paddle.
Save you.
You're
but
I'm like, I'm here. Yes. 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes, bro. I'm
more. Yeah, but you know, just do it because it's like you get more confidence and it's like it kind of takes away that fear of like, what if I'm at a party and someone throws me in a pool and I look like an idiot
okay,
and I'm
now
drowning?
I'm gonna be like having nightmares.
No, because I was like,
I
was, but when I was on Bad Girls, we had a pool and I would swim in it, but it was like a low pool.
We
was like, I was more so scared of
our
an ocean, you know, because it's like
that's scary. You don't
yes.
know what's underneath you.
That's why,
you
like, do a swimming lesson just so you're like more confident. Then if you do go into an ocean, you know, it's like.
I grew up with a pool, so it's like I can.
You don't know why,
keep
right?
My it's head above water,
dude. It's like it's up.
But when it comes to going, no, I think it's just the process of breathing at the same
yes.
time.
Yeah. No, dude, but you can do it. Like honestly,
look, if my big ass
you
can
do it,
all y'all
can
do
you
it.
You can do it
because I was killing them moves. I was like.
You
were. I was a zombie girl.
And then
I was killing them moves.
You
honey.
Were. And then Fran got naked.
And my pink polka dot.
It turned out fun. It was a lot of fun. We all ended up skinny dipping. We all had a good time. We actually were getting along. And it was crazy because the house that they like rented out or whatever for the pool party, we didn't know that the family was still home. So
oh
we're outside skinny dipping, and I guess the wife saw the husband
blade.
And the son peeking out the blind,
oh
and they kicked us out.
God.
We all had to, we were there for
yeah,
an hour, and they kicked us out.
Yeah, BGC, which
yes.
are cheap asses.
Dude, I cannot
I mean, they did that when we found out on our season that
watching.
There was, like, another section of the mansion that we lived in where the people
that
owned it were still living there.
Oh, they were?
They were
oh,
still
that's
there.
Weird.
So we
see,
would go to the back and it would be like kids' stuff. It was a tennis court. It was all kind
they
of stuff.
They didn't pick up their toys.
It was like, yeah.
That's
still
weird.
Toy-
that's creepy.
So then we
what?
Found out that like a certain space they have blocked off for production. But then in the back, the people were still coming in and out.
They hear
that's
y'all
crazy.
Screaming every night, acting a fool, cutting up.
But
I know,
yeah,
right?
They saw the skinny
I would have loved that. I think
out.
I would have escaped to the family for like protection.
Oh, wait,
like,
so I have Little Key and Bree fight. Did
oh
you,
yeah,
and, what was that? Talk about that.
The fight in the bedroom. She kept coming
oh,
in. Like
yeah,
point,
yeah
like,
girl.
She,
oh, the argument, not the fight. The
yeah,
argument.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those
I
are
don't
the
even
things
remember
I win.
That I was drunk.
I win arguments, not fights.
But
arguments.
Me, I don't
Got
talk.
It.
Like at the end of the day, if you have a problem with me, then you're gonna come in and we're gonna fight. Like if you're gonna what talk about it for what like. I'm sitting there, okay, cool. I'm very, I don't raise my voice. I don't
right.
scream. Like, I don't have time for that. So
I do all of that.
I'm going to sit there and listen.
You're like, I'll scream for you.
Listen to what you
yeah,
got to say.
I
and
will.
At the end of the day, if we need to fight over it, then we're going to fight over it. And it is what it is.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you were very calm and collected.
I don't,
and
yeah,
I kind of like that.
It takes too much
like,
to hype me
up.
Yeah.
No, when you said, I make more money than you, bitch, about stripping, I was like, yeah, Bree.
Yeah,
Bree.
Bitch, I'm buying my bitch.
I was dying.
Was
I was gagging for that moment.
She did not like that.
Yeah. She came back in too.
She
like,
did. She walked out and came back
just
in.
Just like the motherfucking edges.
But it don't come in
she
and
didn't
say
bring
something
up the
to
edge.
Me
Ooh,
and
I'm
then
a
walk
loser.
Out and then come back in.
What about the edges?
Because she knew it was true.
It's weird to me that so many people are like hating on you for being a stripper. I'm like.
I don't for everybody.
No,
we own our own business.
So
I have a great house. My car is popping. I'm never broke. I have red bottoms and Louis Vuitton bags and a business. And your daddy takes me shopping.
Well, who cares?
Well,
like,
no,
stripping is so 2005.
First
like, who
of
cares?
All, I think that it's your body. Whatever you want to eat, whatever you want to drink, whatever you want to do,
yes,
whatever whoever you want to fuck, whatever you want to do with your body is
right.
your right. And I hate when people are like, I hate when women tear down other women, and I also hate when men tear down women because it's like, oh, like you've never been to a strip
club. I feel
club,
like stripping
or you
is very empowering. Like at the end of the day, I have a college degree. I went to college. I did that. But right now,
it's your body. Do whatever
I'm
you want.
I'm making more money than a doctor right now. So
damn,
get it.
It's,
cheers to that,
girl.
Cheers.
You're the only one, honey, because I'm not.
Damn,
so and I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not getting full naked. I'm not an escort like everybody says. It's not like I'm out here fucking
hopefully
and
one
sucking
day.
Dick for money. I literally dance, and I can sit there and have a conversation with a guy for an hour and a half and leave the club with $1,500 because that's how Vegas is. If I was in Tampa and I was making the money, I'm okay. Maybe I'm an escort, but in Vegas, it's every day it happens. Like, it's just out there.
You,
and
right?
the fact
that
it's like maybe if I'm in Florida.
Vegas, they get fucked up and they want to spend
message.
Money.
Message. No.
And I'm not gonna lie, Vegas is known as for prostitution. But me, I'm so confident and I can admit if I had sex for money, I'll admit it. I don't care.
They think I'm a prostitute now.
There's just so much money out there.
I guess when I move to Vegas, I'm gonna be a hoe too.
Be a hoe ass girl. Escort me.
I'm really? Like, come on.
What? You are hot as fuck. No, no, don't.
I know there's
No, don't you put yourself down like that. I do not
it
like
makes
that.
Me mad
but
that you guys.
You know, like, come on, I got two.
You don't think you're good, you don't think you're good enough to be a prostitute.
I'm saying I don't have the athletic capacity to be a prostitute. You missed it.
What do you think?
Okay, but it's a lot of... I can't do that. I'm tired. I'm out of breath. My titties to my navel. I can't handle that. So I can't
be a prostitute. You are pissing me off with your beautiful fucking body and your beautiful face talking about how you're not athletic enough to be a prostitute.
I'm not.
Are you serious?
I smoke like a madman.
You could do it. You can do whatever you want.
Girl, and if you can be a prostitute.
You can be a prostitute if you want to be a prostitute.
Yeah, I'll be a real slow. Like, we're going to take our time today.
His ass titties and his ass out.
So we got a few minutes left. Let's take some calls. Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve, what's the number?
Got me.
I can't wait.
I'm bothered.
Hey, guys, the number is 424-256-256-1633.
Okay, if you guys want to call in, call 424-256-1633. We are going to take about 10 minutes of calls. All right.
I'm taking callers. Calling.
Calling number 9.
Caller.
Do we have any callers yet?
I had a call on Tyrone.
Not yet. I'll
say it.
In the meantime.
Okay.
Great. I got to ask you this. Chat's blown up. Do you have beef with Winter?
Winter?
Why does everyone keep saying that?
I don't know.
She got a fat ass.
I don't even know her. She's beautiful to
she's
me.
She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous. She's doing her thing. She has her own brand. I don't have any beef with her. That's why I was like, I went live one time with a guy that I was doing a music video for, and I guess he knew her previous, and somebody said something on my live about it, and he spoke upon it. So I don't know if that caused an issue, but I didn't even, I was on live, I was like, she's a bad bitch. She's out here doing her thing, getting her money. Like, salute to her. Mm-hmm. I don't have beef with her. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she has beef with me because of the lie.
People probably just want to point, like, you know, because you're both like, both are like white blonde girls. Traits. You know, they want to like
and
make
Chris
you.
We're both about the life. She was supposed to come last season too to AfterBuzz, but someone said shit to her.
So
I really wanted to meet her.
What happened was she was supposed to
live out here, right?
Me and her the same sign. I wanted to meet her too.
Well, she was supposed to come on the show, but then she got confused, I guess, about the dates. So then she didn't come, and then someone was like, what do you think about her not showing up? And I was like, I think she's a rude bitch because she didn't show up. But she
was
took,
a misunderstanding.
I say bitch about everybody, though. Like, I call everybody a bitch. So I'm like, I call my mom a bitch. So it's like, to me, me saying she was a rude bitch.
Dang, Jamaican.
No,
my mama back.
You ain't got no Jamaican
my
pants.
Mama back.
So,
what?
No, so
oh,
I
wish I mother.
But then she sent me an email, like, kind of threatening me. And I was like, girl, like, there's no need for all that. Yeah.
What happened when she went 7?
Seven. Oh, I don't
scorching hot.
Well, nothing. I mean, honestly, like, I even made like a little YouTube video because I was like, there's no drama because people, you guys are spilled. Because
we're used to it.
So, what happened was, I don't know if this guy is Seven's manager, some man. Okay, so first of all, you girls know I emailed everybody. I emailed them before the
Twitter,
show started.
Email,
yeah,
everything.
I emailed Twitter. Like, everybody's got my contact info. Everybody knows, like, my contact info. I'm, like, so easy to find socially online. Like, I'm like, hey, here's my email. Like, do you want to be on the show? So I said something online about, like, oh, what bad girls do you want to be on next? Or maybe I was like, these bad girls are coming.
Mm-hmm.
And Seven's manager sent me a tweet saying, hit me up about having Seven on. So then I responded to him. It's not my
hit
job. So, yeah, he was like, hit me up about having
That's
Seven
not
on.
Very managerial.
Yes. So I was like, well.
You would have sent an email.
Yeah. So I responded to him and I was like, she has my email. You can email me if she wants to be on the show. Mm-hmm. And then he emailed me back, oh, you're a spaz or stop being
on
a spaz.
Twitter or on
yes,
email.
On Twitter.
See, that's
like stop being a spaz or something. So I responded to him and I was like, you're unprofessional. So your client is now not allowed on my show. Sorry. Because I did not say sorry. I was just like, you're unprofessional.
If it wasn't,
client,
if it wasn't her real
sorry.
Manager, she would have told you. So well, clearly it was her manager.
And in his bio literally was Seven. The star of Bad Girls Club Stevenson 17's manager. That's what it said. Like, that's what... So I was like, dude.
Man,
you know,
I mean, just been a fake
everybody
profile.
With the star
but you
of,
got,
I don't get it.
Dude, it's like, but you got...
Thing.
You have my email
so
address. You
caller,
can,
you're on the
you
line.
You can email me.
We got a caller.
Hi.
We got a caller.
Hi, what's what's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hi.
Let me double check that audio's coming out.
Okay. One sec. Yeah, no, but I honestly have no problem with her. And I did a little YouTube video. And I was like, if she wants to come on the show, she can just email me and she can come on. It's not like this is like an exclusive club of like, right. You know.
But this is cool. This is a good opportunity for us because we are new to the show. Mm-hmm. So it's good to get our name out there to boost our following. Because I'm sure people watch you that don't watch us still.
And, and get your like guys' story.
Yeah. Know what happened. Yes. Like the shit, the stuff.
Plus, they're past bad girls. Well, they all stick together. I think we should all stick together.
Yes, and I'm such a feminist. I love women. I love empowering women.
I try to teach feminist wisdom.
I mean, just, you know, honestly, like, just how arrogant her manager was and just him, like, I feel like when men, if a man wants to put me down, like, just him saying, like, oh, you want to be a spouse. I'm like, oh, you want to show that you're a male, like, chauvinistic pig? Yes, oh, you're not allowed on my show.
Yeah. You could have came at me different than that. He could have emailed me.
Like, he had, like, especially they had my manager. Email.
Or,
you know, like, tweeting me.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, what's up? My name is Jalen. I'm calling from Macon, Georgia.
Oh, hey, hi, Jalen.
We got some peaches in here.
How'd you like the episode tonight?
I didn't catch it because I was at work, but I've been watching all the other episodes.
Well, do you want to say anything to Bree and Kiki? We got them in the studio.
Hey, what's up, Bree and Kiki? I'm friends with Kiki on Facebook.
Ooh.
I just want to shout out to everybody. I mean, I really do love you guys. I've been watching Bad Girls Club forever, and I really do. Thank you for answering my call.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for the support, baby.
Bye.
You're awesome.
Are you welcome?
Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, you too.
So cute.
All right, we got another caller on the line.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from New York. My name is Joe.
New York.
Hey, I'm excited.
I called before with Casey and Camila was on and they was hosting. I remember that.
Last week.
Hey.
Do you have a question, or is there anything you want to say to Bree and to Kiki?
Kiki, girl.
Girl.
Let me say something. You need to stop falling on camera, all right?
Listen, Brooklyn Bad, honey. So guess what? Until you give me some balance classes at your gymnastics gym, then I'm kidding. Then You're right though. I've been working on my, you know, my body, so I don't think I'll be falling anytime soon.
She has.
Yes, good girl. You can't be falling on these girls. These girls are trying to get you.
But, honestly, but it's okay. She had the balls to still run up, so that's what's up.
You noticed that she always had to run up. You noticed I always had to run up though. That's the tea.
You do be running up.
I do, because I don't care.
I see it.
Scared
for
what? What you gonna do, kill me? No, I'm good. I'm
gonna hold it.
That contract hanging.
I'm gonna light this backwards and be okay. Bye.
Take a shot of this Henny.
Cheers. And we drinking Henny, yes.
Are you still drinking Henny? Do you got a little give me or no?
Well, I think it's a mixture.
You got more Henny?
Hey, give me.
Henny, yes.
Give me a little something or something.
You have a lot. You have to be drinking for
like now.
What? No. I don't want any.
We love you,
that's for Kayla.
No more wine. She gives me the wine.
I brought that for Kayla.
The wine is for me, y'all.
I'm like, Kayla loves
hard liquor for Kayla.
I'm a good friend. If I know what girls like to drink, then I bring it.
Half the bottle before we got here.
Our caller is like, what's
going on? Thank you so much for calling.
Love you.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Brianna from Texas.
Hey, baby.
We got another Brianna.
I know, that's right. I lived in Houston.
Did you like tonight's episode?
Yes, I loved it.
Yay.
Who's
watching Kiki's live right now.
Oh.
I am. You see me, girl?
So, who's your favorite bad bitch this season?
I like Brianna.
Yeah. At least you, baby. As long thank as you.
One of us, we don't
right?
care.
Who is your least favorite this season?
Key.
Oh.
Wah, wah, wah.
So,
how about them already?
Do you got a question for Kiki or for Bree?
Come on,
ask away, baby. Now. We're here.
I don't know. Just
Just that you love them. All right. Well, thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you, baby. We love you too. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling,
thank
baby.
You.
All right, guys. Once again, the number is 424-256-1633.
My name is Josh. I'm calling from Texas.
Hey, Josh.
Texas. I know that's right.
Josh. Everything is bigger in Texas.
Is it really? Ooh,
is
it really?
Is that true, Josh?
We'll find out.
Are you going to show us, Josh?
How are y'all doing?
I don't even know what's going on. He wasn't ready. He wasn't ready.
So I have a question. When are y'all going to come do a hosting over here?
Oh, we
whenever your promoter brings us that bag.
they've been trying to bring Sayor out here, but she never flakes too much.
Who's that? Uh-oh. We don't know. We don't speak of such things. Anyways, moving on.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
I think that's when
calling.
You got to hit them up in the email. Hit them up with the email.
I'm sure her manager will answer.
This is what you got to do, Josh. Okay. If you want to book a bad girl, if you want somebody, you got to go, you got to tweet, you got to email. Go to the people that own the club and say, hey, I'm a big bad girl fan. There's a big bad girl community in this area that would love to see these girls. Can you hit them up? Here's their email address. And make sure they got some stacks to back that up.
Bam. Bam.
Bam.
All right. Most definitely will.
All right. Thank you so much, baby, for
calling.
Have a good
night. Bye.
Thank you, baby.
All right. We got one more caller. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ghost Town. She's calling from Ghost Town.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Fatso from Cleveland.
Ooh, Cleveland. What's up?
Hey, y'all not a ball out there. You
got a sexy voice.
Y'all not a ball out there.
Hey, when are you coming to Vegas?
Thank you.
How you doing, Cleveland? You sound really good.
listen to Howard Stern every day.
I love
serious.
Y'all, we got the call.
Love him. I want him to prank call. Okay, everybody say Baba Booey, and we're gonna take this clip and we're gonna send it to Howard Stern.
Baba Booey!
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 Howard Stern. Howard Stern, we're big fans.
We love you.
We'd love to come on your show.
Oh, yeah.
Have us to Bad Girls Club.
Yes. Shout out to you, Ellen.
Oh. Shout out to the caller for bringing up the topic.
Yes.
All right, sorry, sir.
All right, okay. You got any questions for these beautiful ladies? Or a comment? Or just tell them how much you love them?
Yes, Kiki. I love Kiki.
Hey, baby.
Me too.
Oh, me too.
I love you too, Brianna. I love both of y'all.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. We cuddle at night.
Who do y'all dislike more, Seven or Susan?
Who do you want to fight more?
Who do y'all dislike more, Seven or Susan?
Susan.
Who?
Susan, because she's got some beef with Susan. We talk about it in my YouTube video.
Well,
but
I can't even be mad at Susan. I already got that as.
She's weird. She's weird.
I ain't like Susan either.
Right? She's weird and she's boring and she has no storyline and she wants to talk shit about shit that she used to do. But it's okay though,
Susan,
because we all know
hypocrite.
You used to be a stripper, baby, and I'm making more money than you, so you mad. But it's okay.
Ooh. You were stripping at like 14. Coin. You know what they do
that part.
And I love you, Cleveland.
That part.
You know I love Cleveland. They got some ballers out there.
Bitch, I'll buy your life.
Right there.
Buy your life.
You better be ready, Cleveland. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, Cleveland.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you.
He's like, yes.
Cleveland. That's how you sound it.
Are we answering this?
Is that it?
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for watching. How can everybody find y'all on social media?
You can find me at Kiana Monae, KiyanaMonae.
And you guys know where you can find me. Bitches Love Brie, BitchesLoveBrie, XO.
And me, of course, back by popular demand. That's with 2Ks, y'all. Hit me up, not three.
You can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV. I'm going to leave a comment underneath. We did a very, awesome video in the beginning of this.
Yes. Had a lot of fun.
I'm going to post it on my YouTube channel where we just, sit down, we chat about the show. We drank, clearly, because we're turned.
Yes. Right now.
And then we have Ollie, who's now on the podcast.
Yeah, we love Ollie.
Honestly, before tonight, I was like, I do not want somebody on the panel. I was like, I told them, I don't want someone on the panel. I don't want a guy. I was so against Ollie, and then I walked in tonight, and Ollie came up to me, Hannah, and he's like, Kristen, if you want me on the couch, or if you want me on the show, I would love to be on it, but I know it's your show. And I'm like, bitch, thank you for that. You can now be on the show.
I'm dying.
If he came in all like, hi, I'm the guy on the panel, I would have been such a bitch. He did his research.
I know y'all.
So the fact that you were like, if you want me on the show, if you want me on the panel, I was like, okay, I love you.
Okay, you can be on the show. So let's be friends. If you kiss a promoting, she gonna like you. I know, right? She already keeps flow. Well, thank you so much for watching.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Cheers.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.